Then let's talk about the other critics. Liz Cheney, the daughter of the most treasonous, cowardly American I have ever met, and the one Nixon couldn't stand, the one Kissinger couldn't stand, the one I couldn't stand, none other than Dick Cheney, the biggest coward and treasonous individual in the history of the United States. He was drafted not once, but 11 times to go to Vietnam, and 11 times Mrs. Cheney, Liz Cheney's mother, and Dick Cheney were able to avoid the draft, yet nevertheless he sent us to Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, and all the wars, but he was too cowardly. So I wouldn't listen to Liz Cheney. So the key aspect here is to do exactly what you said. The Kurds will not be killed. First of all, Erdogan is receiving $6 billion from us and from the European continent because we do not want any North Africans to go into Greece. And guess what? Erdogan is doing our bidding. At the same time, you give Erdogan some more money and he will not get involved with the Kurds. The Kurds will be safe. If you fear that anything is going to happen to the Kurds, then allow them to establish themselves in the Europe, in Norway, Sweden, England, France, Spain, Italy, there's a lot of places to go. At the same time, if everybody's afraid of the 10,000 terrorists that were held in Syria, then let us concern ourselves about another place where they can be placed and no one is in danger. That could be Australia. Australia is so large. Guess what? It's one of our closest allies, and they can easily absorb 10,000 ISIS members in the middle of their country. And by the way, we have more camels in Australia than we have in the Middle East. So I think the terrorists will be very comfortable in Australia as well as New Zealand, since they're our good allies. But in fact, what you said is correct. We spent a fortune in that war. We spent a fortune to get the Kurds on our side. Now it's time for the Europeans, Russia, Iran, Egypt, United Arab Emirates, the Saudi Arabians, and Israelis to handle this problem, because that's their regional concern. It's not our concern.